Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Cheryl Thacks. And thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the Process of There, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose that God has for us. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged that walk of faith, that process in the Word of God and the will of God. And you're going to understand that their place is like an Abraham place. God is commanding you to go there, to stretch, to reach, to seek, to search, to find His destiny for you, and not just to be satisfied to get to that place, but to continue to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, to be changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, favor to favor, that you allow Him to stretch you to the capacity that you're full of Him, that you're overflowing with Him, so that their place is the place that God continually calls us. And we'll always be in that process until the day that we meet Him or the day He cracks the sky. So that their place is always going to be that place for His glory, that place that He's able to see the power of Himself in you in a greater way, in a greater level. John the Baptist said in the Bible, you have decreased so that He can increase. That means you're getting out of the way, your opinion, yourself, your flesh, your mindset. You're changing so that you can see Him more inside of you than yourself. So that place God drives us, calls us to, and as we obey, we see Him show up as the light. We become that salt in a greater dimension. We become that light that someone else needs to see. And we encourage someone in the walk of faith. We also help lead people to the Lord by our lifestyle of worship. And we show God, and He gets glory. We've been studying in the book of Proverbs, been studying in this wonderful book, and we're getting all kinds of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and truth, because this book teaches us, because Solomon wrote it, but it's God's wisdom downloaded in teaching us that we need to be skillful and know how to act in every situation. And we can all attest to the fact that we have not been skillful in every area of our life, and we've not passed the test of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge in every area of our life. Relationships have suffered. We've not shown Christ in certain aspects, certain ways, because we didn't have that wisdom on how to act in every situation. But by studying the book of Proverbs, just like the Word of God, we begin to gain and glean from the tree of life. We get that wellspring of water. We begin to get what is needed for us to be well-rounded and how to walk in the wisdom of God and the knowledge and the truth and the Word of God and power. And we know how to do it in love. And many things that used to pull at us and we used to fail the test or we didn't have the right words or understanding for, now we gain that because we have this Word, we live this Word, and we watch this Word rise up in us. So we're going back to the book of Proverbs again, and we're going to be studying this time about wisdom for emotional well-being. We need some help in that. We need a lot of help in that. Many of us struggle in the emotional realm in communication and how to relate to people and how to handle situations. So this is going to be vital for us when we study this. Now, the Lord wants us to have a life that is not lived by our feelings and our emotions. Even though we use the emotions, He wants us to use these emotions to help us feel and to live and to experience life. When it comes to dealing with situations and behaviors and conducts that are not becoming, we need to live in the emotional realm, but in the spiritual realm, or in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Life itself can be a roller coaster. Life itself can be up and down. Life itself can be at a place where it's always not moving in the direction or the pace that we want. Life itself can bring in things that we have not been prepared for, situation, circumstances, also sometimes heartbreak or grief or sorrow and many, many different things. So we have to learn how to, even in those situations, walk in that we don't damage or destroy, that we always are showing Christ. So we need to know that. Proverbs 4:24 says this: put away perversity from your mouth, keep corrupt talk from your lips. people sometimes talk what they feel. And talking what you feel, that emotion, whether it's anger, depression, sickness, whatever it is, you are speaking to an atmosphere and you're commanding that atmosphere to be what is before you, upon you, and what is coming. Because you're constantly speaking that atmosphere. You're constantly rehearsing that atmosphere. You're constantly giving life to that atmosphere. And even when we don't see how it's going to happen or how it's going to work, we're supposed to speak what the word says. We're supposed to speak by faith what the word says. Even if we don't have the faith to believe it at that time, we keep saying it until we believe it, until it becomes a part of our spirits, until our spirits grabs it and we begin to believe what the word of God says concerning those situations. So we're supposed to talk what the word says, regardless of how we feel. I'm a winner, even when it doesn't look like I'm winning. And I believe that with all of my heart, I believe with all of my heart that I conquered, that I win, that I overcome, because I triumph not in my name, but in the name of the Lord. I triumph through him. And so he's made me a super conqueror. I conquer the things that try to conquer me. I conquer the things that have conquered the generations of my family. I stand in that place and I consistently speak until it kills that generational thing that has conquered my family, that has come against my family through the generations. I have to be a forerunner and in the gap until that enemy, that giant, is destroyed. I am a giant killer. So I believe that with all of my heart. So what I'm speaking and declaring is not just, even if I'm not seeing it, seeing that thing manifest right then, it is going back through time. And it is destroying adversary that has tried to plant a seed that has come through time, through the generations. So it's going through that backwards, so to speak, like God. God goes to the end and he gives the victory and then he starts back over to the beginning. Well, I'm going to what has conquered, what has gone against my family, and I'm speaking word and it's killing out that thing through the generations and coming back up. And when it comes back up this time, it's going to be what I've said, what's been planted, what I've declared, what I've decreed. That's going to be the fruit. That's going to be the result. And I'm going to win over that enemy. I'm going to have that enemy's head. I'm going to have that enemy's power over the generations that have conquered my family. So my words match what I believe. My words match what I believe God can and has already done. And so we have to be sure that what we say out of our mouth every day are words that are positive, that are words that are Christ-centered, that words that are spoken, words that cannot return back void. And we have to do it with power, by faith, knowing that God can and do what he said he's going to do. And when you're around someone all the time that's speaking negative words, it really, really wrestles with your faith. It wrestles with your attitude. Sometimes it even overcomes. If you're around someone who has nothing to say about anyone, always mad, mean, negative, never have anything positive to say, never see anything good in anybody, never can see anything good about anybody, then that's a bad, bad place to be. And if you're connected to someone like that, you need to start rethinking, reevaluating those people, those unhealthy relationships, because they will hinder your success. They will hinder where you're going. They will hinder what God has for you. I have been around a couple of people like that, and for years trying to make them friends, try to be friends with them, and it really, really made me feel bad about myself, because everything that they said was never anything positive. It was always negative about anything around me, myself, or anybody else. It was never anything good. So their outlook on life was always negative. It was never anything positive. They complained about their marriage, their children, their house, the church, the ministry, the people, their family, their finances, there's everything. And so you don't want to be in that place where no one has anything good to say. It does not make you feel good about yourself. It does not allow you to have good success. It never builds faith in you.
never ever pushes the word, the truth of God. It never pushes Jesus being sinner and a conqueror. It always pushes the opposite. So that's kind of relationships you're around. You need to start saying, okay, God, I need some healthy relationships. Okay. So Proverbs 15, verses 7 through 12 also talks about the lips of the wise. It talks about the fool's heart, a fool's heart. It speaks about what God detests, the sacrifices that God detests. It begins to speak on all of these things. And basically, it's talking about that the mouth that God loves, and that's a righteous mouth. He loves a righteous mouth. He loves a mouth that speaks his truth, speaks his word by faith, believes that all things are possible, understands that they're powerful, and the God that they serve is unstoppable, unbeatable, that he's an almighty God. And because he's an almighty God, he commands his divine will to be done. And so we understand that God wants us to be able to speak those things and use the word, learn God's solution in difficult situations. His word is the answer. By faith, his word is the answer. We decree it by faith. His word is the answer. Proverbs 6 and 2 says, trapped by what we say, ensnared by the words of our mouth. And that's the end part of that. And we don't want to be ensnared or trapped by the words that we say. Our words can kill our harvest. If you continually say that God is going to do this and you're believing for God to do that, but then you speak opposite, you're killing your harvest. Every time you speak the opposite out of frustration, out of hurt or pain or disappointment, you kill your harvest. And don't even agree with someone who comes with negativity. Don't come in and agree with them. I'm teaching a series and have been on it for a while about mindsets, changing mindsets. And one of the parts of that series is it talks about words. And it talks about how we agree with the wrong thing. When someone come in and say, this is a gloomy day, and you say, it sure is, you're agreeing with what they're saying. So you're commanding gloom to be on your day. Don't agree with negative things you say out of your mouth. If you continue to say, I can't win for losing, you're not going to win. You're not going to achieve. If you continue to say, there's something wrong, I can't be blessed, then you will not be blessed. Your words have power, they have life, and if you speak negative words, you command that atmosphere to be in your future. You command to stay in your presence. You command the fruit of those things to manifest in your life. But when you speak the word of God, and you're consistently speaking the word of God and using the principles of God's word, those words, those principles have got to align by faith, and God has got to bring a change. There's got to be the fruit of what he says showing up in your life. Be it unto you according to your faith. What do you believe? What do you believe? What are you saying with your mouth? What you speak, what you say, it will come to pass. So you make sure you speak the right words, because you have an adversary that is waiting to hear what comes out of your mouth so he can act on it. So you need to speak those words that are positive, faith-driven, that are Christ-centered, that are words of power, that commands divine change. Okay? Job 3 and 25 says, what I feared came upon me. What I dreaded has happened to me. We don't want that to happen. We don't even want fear to take over. We don't want the enemy to move on our behalf. We don't want any of those things. So we have to cast down vain imaginations, and we have to cast out fear. The perfect love of God, it destroys all fear. It destroys all fear. So we've got to let God allow us to walk in a place where our fear is not taking over. When we talk against other people, we can get in trouble with God. Proverbs 10 and 31 says, the mouth of the righteous bring forth wisdom, but the first tongue will be cut off. So when we talk against others, when we criticize others, when we put others down, we can get in trouble with God. So we need to be very careful what we say out of our mouth. We got to watch our mouth, and in many different ways, because we don't want to get in trouble with God. And we can't lean on our feelings. We got to trust the Lord. Proverbs 23 and 19 says, keep your heart on the right path. 27 and 19 says, and the water reflects a face, so a man's heart reflects a man. So we got to make sure what we reflect is what we see on the outside and the inside. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. We'll be back tomorrow with another empowerment. Be blessed.